we are continuing. I'm here because my mother was not feeling well. She's a Muslim today. So we're just going to continue. We were really in the middle of a topic yesterday, so we'll continue. First, before we do, Moshe Lieber is leaving. He was with us last month. The last part of the time was in Gidud. He died hard, learned hard. Now he's going back to South Africa, to the land of Corona. And we're going to continue to let him know that this is always your home. Okay, you're not going home to South Africa, as you said to me. Here is your home. Blessing brought on Slava, all of the and he gave us a bottle of whiskey as a goodbye gift. He didn't have to do that at all. But Friday night, Leil Shabbos, I think Rabbi Ziskin is coming for this Shabbos to be with us. This Shabbos is going to be very exciting. Maybe we're going to get Rabbi Ziskin to knock down a few shots with me. Okay, that's the plan. Yeah, everybody's gonna want to come, that's for sure. For that, that boy, she's in the airplane. No, we've already landed. Fine, let's begin. We were in the note in Avas Chesed. Remember, we moved to in the Chelek Shlishi. We're in Perek Rishon, the laws of Hachnasas Orchid. Chafetz Chaim is struggling in this footnote that we're reading to justify the Gemara in Shabbos, where Rav Dimi and Rav Yochanan are having a fight as to whether Hachnasas Orchid is equal to Talmud Torah or greater. Rav Dimi holds Hachnasas Orchid is even bigger than going to Beis Medrash, learning. So Chafetz Chaim is bothered by the fact that this was did yesterday. He's bothered by the fact that none of the poskim are saying that there's something special about Hachnasas Orchid that you have to bevatel if there's no one else. Even if there's someone to do the mitzvah, you can still dump them. You understand? Dump the Torah and run to the Hachnasas Orchid. No one says such a thing. The law of Hachnasas Orchid is just like any other mitzvah. If there's someone else there who can do the job, you keep learning. And if there's no one else to do the job, you close the book and you go do the mitzvah. It's all the same. That's what he says. That's what we've seen so far. Then we got up to, in this big note, we got into, let's go to the second paragraph. This is on page Reish Ayin Vav in my version, which I know a lot of you have. The Afal Gav, the Mashma, the Gemara of the Mitzia Pei Vav Amid Beis. This is where it's going to get a little exciting, this piece here. That in that Gemara we see the Mashi Ishtamish Aram Avinu B'Shlucho Likach Manim. When the three Malachim came after his bris, he sent a shaliach to go get the water. Okay, regarding the meat to go get meat, he sent his son Ishmael to go do it. And Rashi says over there, he wanted to machanech his son in the mitzvah, okay? But vis-a-vis the water, it doesn't say that Ishmael was being trained to go do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchid. It does not say that. It doesn't say that it was his son. If there's no Rashi there saying that he was training Daniel to do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchid. So from there, only regarding the water, he got punished. What's the punishment that Avraham Avinu got? That you told the shliach to go, not Daniel, some other guy, to go give the water to the malachim? In the midbar, Rashi brings, when the Jewish people are thirsty, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give them the water, not me. That's the Rashi of the Chumash, okay? I'm not giving them the water directly, like the man, except Moshe Rabbeinu, rock, whatever. There's going to be a shliach involved here, not direct from Hashem. Just like you weren't direct, we're not direct. That's the shtickle punishment, if you want to call it, that Moshe Rabbeinu got for not doing the mitzvah of pouring the water himself. So that's what we see here. So, awesome. What do we see from over there? Why is he getting hit for that? There it says, the Chafetz Chaim is kamen de v'lav hachi hayam mukhraf levata min haTorah. He gave a shliach. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that someone else to do the job. Someone else is there to do the job. Some guy, Mohammed, not Ishmael, some guy was there. If some guy was there who gave the water, right, then what should Avraham Avinu have done? What should he have done? Not at all. He should have gone back into his tent and closed the door and started learning. There's someone else out there to do the mitzvah, right? A shliach, someone. Once there's another guy out there who can do the mitzvah, I'm learning. Okay, Avraham Avinu got punished for the fact that he sent a shliach. What do you mean punished? He did a good thing. You're only supposed to do a chasis orchim if you have someone else who no one else to do it. So therefore, otherwise, Avraham should be learning. What's he doing? That's the kasha that Chafetz Chaim is dealing with now. How could Avraham Avinu be punished for using a shliach? Isn't that the whole system? That you have a shliach to do the job, you're out. Go learn. Talmud Torah still wins. That's the kasha. Teretz is hasam. Now you see the word hasam is the teretz of the kasha. This, none of what I just said was written in the Chafetz Chaim. This is coming out. Hasam came in the balam hachi hayam mukhrak levatal min haTorah bishvil haOrchim. Anyway, he was mavatling his Torah because of the other things, the meat, the this, greeting them, etc. Therefore, I'm going to skip the brackets for a second. Tov yoter sheyase hakol be'atzmo. Kimitzvah bo yoseh nebishlucho. As we learn in Kedushin. So what he's saying here is that really, you can't, if there was a shliach who could have done the whole job of greeting these guys and taking care of them, giving them the respect that they deserve, Abba would not have been punished at all. Other Abba, he's following the rules. The Talmud Torah wins. But now that he anyway was mevatling, you're at the Shabbos meal, you pour the whiskey to Rabbi Ziskin. Don't tell anybody else to do it. Don't do it. You pour the whiskey. That's what he's saying here. Understand? If you give someone else, go give Rabbi Ziskin some whiskey. You just lost the mitzvah. You lost the mitzvah. Why are you doing it? Did you now, I told Salah to go give the whiskey to Rabbi Ziskin. What's his name? Ziskin. I told him to give the whiskey to Rabbi Ziskin. Right? So we're doing the mitzvah. We're doing the mitzvah. But it's better than if I do it myself than if I give a shliach. Just like any other mitzvah, like the Gemara Kedushin teaches us. In the second parak over there, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. It's always better for you to do the mitzvah. Always better. Now, normally, by Knesset Orchim versus Torah, you say, no, go send the shliach to go do the mitzvah and I'll learn. But now, anyway, he's already mevatling his Torah. Torah's gone, as far as he's concerned. It's going to Avram now. He's at the meal with these people. Now you do the whole job yourself. Got it? Now, Kedisa the Kedushin, let's see the second Terence, then we'll go back to up to the brackets because it really is a side point. Yes, Yeshua. That's an interesting idea. Yeshua Lavian is saying for those people who are not present. He's asking Akasha. He's saying, if Avraham Avinu is walking around pouring drinks to the guests, then he's not going to be schmoozing with the guests. Shouldn't do it. Why can't you schmooze while pouring? If you spill it on them or something, what exactly is your Akasha? Why can't I pour the whiskey myself and hang out with them and talk to them and be nice to them? I can't. What, I'd like no multitasking in your Akasha?
Pouring is no problem.
It's possible that fetching the water, you can go tell Muhammad to go get the water and you do the actual pouring and make them feel good that you're the pourer. Okay? Inami, another reason why Avraham Avinu is getting punished, even though there was a shaliach to do the job. Why is he being punished for not giving the water? These were very, very special people. These Malachim that came to visit him. The Nislam Shubit Musa Nashim, they were a malachi, they just dressed up like people. Nachon Shubit Be'atzmo Yishamish HaKol Lifnei Lichvodam. Now he's saying, the reason why I'm giving up the water to the Shaliach to go pour the water is because that's not the, it's not good, because these were such important people, you cannot ask someone else to do it. That weakens their respect and the mitzvah of Nasa Sorkin, because they deserve the best, right? Now there's a problem here. He didn't know that they were Malachim. He thought they were Arabs. He didn't know anything. So he asked that kasha now. He said, "Afagav the Ulo Yadam," he said. Avram didn't know that who they really were. He thought they were a bunch of thugs on the street. He called Mako. You have to say the Tichas Mayim Shehaya Yidei Shliach Lo Haya Lefifodam. Even though he didn't know that they were super malachim, he didn't know who they were, but he saw that they were a chashuv enough that you have to give the water yourself. Now, Kain lo hayav was this scar kol kach gadol. With this, he did not get such scars. It's fascinating that everybody thinks Avraham Avinu is Mr. Achnasas Orchim, and he was, of course. But here we're learning that he also missed the doodad. He was the knage. He missed it. He should have done it the right way, done it all himself. So now, going back to our goals till Pesach, our goals. Goals. Next time we're going to do Achnasas Orchim, we're going to try to be Mekayim all of it, all of what we're doing. We're trying to do it the right way. We want to look at these little points and gain the sensitivity of what am I doing when I'm doing it. Now, Bittul Torah, when you do Achnasas Orchim, you have to always worry that there's nobody else to take this guy, right? Nobody else, so I have to do it. Then I stop learning if I have to bring him into my house. Achnasas Orchim doesn't necessarily have to be in your house at a Sa'uda. Rabbi Ziskin told me a few months ago, maybe a year ago, he already told me this, that he learned that Achnasas Orchim, I don't know who he spoke to, this part is fuzzy, we can ask him today. He said that picking up a person in your car after a ride. Really? Avigdor Miller. He didn't, I don't remember if he quoted him, but he told me that he's very machbid. He got a car. He's very machbid to pick up people in his car all the time, especially Yeshiva Bachar. He's doing them into the Chassidus Orchim to be like Avigdor Miller. That's what he told me once. So you see, Chassidus Orchim is not, or if you're on the back of your bike, you want to let the guy hop on your electric bike. That's a mitzvah chnasas orchim. It's a chesed you're doing for him. Or getting him a drink like Rabbi Green in the kola when he spilled it in his shoe. That's also mitzvah chnasas orchim. The guy's here, one of the other guys, right? I want to get him a drink and help him out. Make him feel more comfortable in the kola. That's it. Tea. There, this mitzvah could be everywhere if you look for it. If you look for it, you will find it. Okay, and the more chashuv, the more you do it yourself for them, taking care of them, the more you are demonstrating respect for them. You understand that? That's what we're seeing here. That's not so chashuv. Some people would say, get the butler to pour the drinks. Get this one, you know, the rich people. They don't think about the rich man in the goy, I'm saying, in the goyish world, and that he's supposed to be walking around pouring the drinks. What kind of guy does that? Who does that? You think Donald Trump is, well, he's not pouring anything anymore, but whatever his name, anybody pouring the drinks for the people, they have the maids, they have the butler and all the people doing that work. Maybe wine you can't pour. Fine, I'll get a Jewish shliach to do it. But here you're seeing it's the opposite. It's when the guy himself, the host, is doing these things for the guests. That is showing the guests that they're very important to him. That makes them feel good. And when you see somebody doing that for you, you should feel good. That's one thing we should take from here. You should realize that this is not by accident. Someone knows what he's doing over here. He wants to make me feel like I'm welcome in his house. So he didn't give it to the black slave in South Africa to pour it. He poured it himself. He got the meat himself for the guy. You know what I'm saying? It's a big deal. And that's a way of demonstrating your wanting them to feel comfortable in your home. Think about these things, as opposed to just making it a chumash, pilpul shir chumash. You know what I'm saying? Bring it into your home. Bring it into your in your life. Fine. Next, this is a big one. This is a, the next parent that he's going to give is something that I've never seen a Mefurish Raya for, but I've seen it quoted by Eishei Torah rabbis many times. Okay? And now I see it's proof here. Gam achnasas orchim da Avram Avinu shayni. Avram Avinu's achnasas orchim was different completely. It was a different ballgame. Why? He brought Hashem's name into the world. Okay, b'fi kol bria, all the people were thinking about Hashem only because of him. So his achnasas orchim, k'mo shedarshu chachmei zekron lebrachan sota al pasuk vayita eshel bebeer shava. That's the pasuk. He planted a tree or whatever. We know that's an acronym. In that place where he did the home, the hospitality center, right? Eshel was an acronym for Achila Shtia Velina. He let people have eating. He made his house into an open inn, Hundak, where they ate and they Shtia is the drank, and Lina, they were able to sleep there. So from why did he do that? The pasuk says right after Vayikra Shem Avram B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. That was his job. All of his achnasas orchim was just to make people recognize Hashem. Therefore, Al Kain says the Chafetz Chaim called to Ulasa Bazeh who bechlal toilet. It was Torah. So his achnasas orchim really was learning Torah. It was in the category of Torah. So now all the Eishei Torah people were doing their kiruv and inviting everybody over, Chabad, all these things. I'm not asking you, but from here, you have a raya that that is something that's in the category of Torah. Why? Because the goal of the meal is not just to bring them in and make them feel good. It's also Torah, because I'm teaching them about God and this and Shabbos and that. He taught them the unification of Hashem, the Hashgachaso, Ala Olam, and the fact that he's watching us. Despite the fact that all of these things look like Avram is not doing Achlasas Orchim the right way, now I'm trying to make him feel better. Despite this fact, we know, he says, the pasuk does praise, the Chumash praises Abba before his Achnasas Orchim for his Mida of Tzedakah Shalom. Hashem Amar, Hamechasa Ani Me'Avram, am I going to, but he was going to destroy Sodom, right? Abram said, I'm going to go kill, I'm going to go blow up Sodom and not tell Avram. Now, why did he not want to tell Avram? He had Atib Lamana She Yitzaves Banav, Laso Tzedakah Mishpat. I have to tell him because he's the one who's going to keep perpetuating my ways. And he loves all these people. And he hates the people of Sodom. He doesn't want them to die. We had this whole shiur already. Mashma de tovas atzdaka sheheiti dima orchin hu gam kein inyan gadol venora. Despite the fact that he was constantly doing achnasas orchin for the purpose of Torah, which is really in Torah, we cannot lose sight of the fact that he really is achnasas orchim on its own was exemplary, is what he said. We did that a long time ago. We will stop over here. I just want to bring out this idea that achnasas orchim is a lot about you physically being involved. And we see here that one of the halacha we already saw was when you greet them, and you're smiling and happy to see them. That's the mitzvah. That is the first, as I open the door, everybody knows how horrible it is when you walk into someone's house on Shabbos and the guy is in a bad mood because he and his wife are in a fight and everybody's sitting there on shpilkis because the whole family is in stress, right? And you walk in, hi, Shabbos, and you feel the negative energy in the room. Nobody's, you don't feel good. You do not feel good. You may eat a delicious meal, but the whole environment is a very uncomfortable environment specifically for the guests, that's what you have to do. You have to put on a smiley face and greet them and be happy. Say, like, you're the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I'm so happy to see you. Wow, thanks for coming. What can I do for you? Et cetera, et cetera. The more you think about this mitzvah and what it could do for another person and for yourself, the more we will grow and change. Have a good day. Ah, Rav Zolti. Rav Zolti, yes, Rav Shiva did discuss one time many years ago with the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim many, many years ago. Rav Zolti was his name. Had a most very, he's no longer with us. He had an incredible smile. Rabbi Michael's reminding me. He had an incredible smile when he greeted someone. So Rabbi Green, I guess he's one of the people who do this, asked him, what's with that smile? And he went over and asked him, how do you do that smile? It's such an incredible thing. So the rabbi said to him, I practice. I look in the mirror and I'm constantly practicing my Shalom Aleichem, like an actor. So the rabbi of Yerushalayim, he was saying, I practice, that doesn't come natural. I'm just dumb. Say Shalom Aleichem. If I'm going to do the mitzvah of Knesset Sorokin in the right way, I'm going to cobble every person with a happy face. It takes practice. He said, I stand in front of my mirror and I'm practicing how I say it, the tone, the inflection. When do I stick my hand out? He was giving him that he was actually practicing the mitzvah. The mitzvah d'oraisa to do it the best way possible. A different world, Rabosai. We want to be in that world. Thank you, Rabbi Michael, for reminding me.
I've been doing it.